Well, Katie has been sharing with us for the last few days about being a goose sitter. It's more than that.
It involves chickens and ducks.
Chickens, ducks. I mean, I think a total of like 17, 18 different birds, fowl, if you will. And she's had a really great experience doing it. And then something happened. And then she just shared with us that she went back over there the other night and the goose was walking and one of his wings was under one of its foot.
Like dragging it. Yeah. Dragging its big wing. And this is a large goose. And so its wing is huge and it's just dragging
on the ground.
Looks
dislocated or broken. And we've seen the video and it's like heartbreaking.
Yes.
And so we're like, is there anything that we can even do for this goose?
And apparently we do have an expert on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, y'all. Bubba Ray, big A.M.A.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Hey, Bubba Ray.
You know about geese and birds, chickens and ducks?
Yeah, I've had this same scenario one time. I got in a fight with my goose. I beat him real good. And unfortunately, I did the same thing with his wing. He's dangling all over the ground and whatnot.
Oh, no.
But what I realized is you just got to give him some shine. Some moonshine for people out there. White lightning, yeah. You get some of that, you put it in their bowl. And he don't feel no pain no more. He just stumbles around, has a great old time, and I'm pretty sure that's what he'd prefer anyway.
Give him some moonshine.
What do you think happened with Katie
and the goose?
And the goose.
I mean, I don't know Katie personally, but I feel like she's leaving the part out the store where she chucked a watermelon at a goose.
I can see her throwing a watermelon at a goose.
First of all, I would never waste food like that. And second of all, I would never intentionally harm an animal. You know I love animals more than people.
Oh, well, that is also true. All right, Bubba Ray, so your suggestion and something you've actually tried that works is giving a goose moonshine.
Moonshine.
Yeah. It helps him recuperate. He's a lot less squawky, a lot more mellow.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a win-win for all of us.
It sounds like it.
Did he say wing-wing? Did you say wing-wing?
A wing-wing?
All right, Bubba Ray. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bubba Ray. Yeah. So helpful.
Thank you. All right. All right. Well, keep us updated because
I just feel that it's too coincidental, that you get asked to be in charge of these farm animals, basically, that you've never done before. They go away, and the next thing you know, they're goose's arms falling off.
I know, Jason. Do you think I haven't had that same thought? What are the odds? They're pretty great when Katie's in charge.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Oh, what happens is
that went from the biggest high to possibly that's ruined.
This is what happens when I ride my high horse.
Right. Well, they say what? Pride cometh before the fall.
That's right. Here's the fall. That's why, the depths of the fall.
That's why we need to stop celebrating the small things anymore.
No,
because I stood that moment.
Bad things
was special.
Are still gonna happen. Yeah.
Yes, and that moment was so special for me. And the birds, other than the one dragging its wing, they went right to bed.
I mean, if you think of the percentages, I mean, it's like a very small percentage of the birds are permanently damaged.
That is true. What's 11 plus 6 plus 2.
What do you have? About 5%. Only 5% of the birds are damaged permanently.
Look at that. My odds are
95% of the birds Kate takes care of are totally fine.
That's not
bird
good.
Bird sitting are my new services. If you need me to watch your birds, let me know.
95%.
Let me know.
Within a couple days, it has no arm.
It has an arm. It's just dragging the ground.
Right.
I don't know.
No, it reminds me. I remember where it's the timing is bad.
Yes.
I think. Is that I borrowed my parents' older car one time when my car was in the shop years and years and years ago. And I'm driving back from work, and I was in college, and the transmission fell out of the car.
It is always at the most
over,
inopportune
and
time.
And I'm like, and I borrowed their car some other time, and like the next day something happened to it. And they're like, what are you doing to the car? I'm nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. It's just really bad timing. But you start getting a rap that it's my fault.
Well, naturally, I want to blame you.
Immediately,
I'm like, you did something.
I'm like, I didn't. I was just driving to work.
Okay, I just got some information about the slip. It's called a slipped wing.
Oh, that doesn't sound as bad.
Well, the goose needs a full body cast. I'm not kidding.
Perfect time for the summer.
Like, you need to do this. If you look at the goose, has to be wrapped fully.
Oh, I see. Okay, that can be fixed.
Well, you just get a t-shirt. That looks like it.
Is that what a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, a tight one.
I could.
And make that, and that way.
Yes.
You gotta put a t-shirt on?
Put it in like a sling, kind of like to hold
support
it in place.
It. There you go. Do like a station t-shirt.
They say
it could
be.
T-shirt and
it could be fixed.
Sunglasses? Sunglasses with a mustache.
Maybe a chain.
A little hat that has a little spinny twirly thing on top.
Like, what has Katie done for this goose?
Like a little tap dancing shoes. Yeah.
What did your neighbor say to do anything?
She told me not to worry about it at all. She said that it could have been a million different things, that she was going to have a vet tech friend of hers go over morning and see it.
Okay,
and then
fine.
Maybe tape it or do kind of. The thing is about the video, and I do think that's probably what maybe the vet tech will do. The problem is I don't feel comfortable holding that large of a goose.
No,
I mean,
the vet tech do it.
Very big.
Right.
And I don't know that it would want me to do it.
And then maybe it's in pain and you drop it and rip the other wing off.
I mean, they're hefty birds.
At least you got a vet tech.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
God. It's just always
It's always something. You know, you hear that growing up. It's always something.
Yes.
And as you get older, it's always something. The more things you do, the more
you're
chances of something going wrong.
You're right about that. I quit everything.
Yeah.